Welcome to this week's WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to be talking about the Organic Grower School and the Farm Beginnings Farmer Training Program that's coming up soon. Our special guest is Farmers Programs Coordinator with the school, Nicole Delcagliano. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Paul.
You are also a farmer. You help launch the training program that's forthcoming and teach classes at the school.
My husband and I have Green Toe Ground in Yancey County, and I had known about the Organic Grower School for a long time prior to starting to work there last year to help them develop and launch this new program. They've always been a great resource for us as farmers as well.
We want you to tell us a little bit more about the Organic Grower School, which is a nonprofit organization, and it's based where?
We have a small office in Asheville. It's been based in and around that area since 1993. And basically, it was an organization that was started by farmers. Growing here in the mountains is very different than growing in other parts of North Carolina. And farmers really felt like they needed to do some education specific to our own region. So they got together and created a conference with trainings, all farmer-led. And out of that original conference in 1993, through the years, we've added other programs for home growers and for commercial growers. And really, the idea is to inspire and educate and support people that are farming for a living and also gardening and doing home growing, and also to kind of encourage the whole ethic and lifestyle of organic living and sustainable agriculture.
You mentioned several things that the Organic Growers School was known for, and one of the other things is also just organic living. That's really become one of the themes as well, hasn't it?
It has. A lot of our work is on helping people to develop their own home gardens and home growing, and also how to preserve that food. So a lot of our tracks in the spring conference focus on canning and pickling and preserving food, or on home beekeeping, making body and bath products for yourself. Really trying to be more self-sufficient and independent is a part of that organic living mission, and then also more self-sufficient with food production as well.
What would you say is driving more people to want to do their own gardening? Is it they're more discouraged by the food in grocery stores? Do they want to get back to the days that they heard of or they remember as a small child through their grandparents and parents who had gardens or even had large farms?
I think a lot of what I hear from individuals that are interested in gardening and then maybe shifting into farming is a sense of connection. They want to have a sense of connection to not only the food they're eating, but also the people involved in it, and just a deeper sense of connection with other people and building relationships. So that's a lot of what I hear when I teach workshops or courses with gardening and farming, is people are searching for something. And I'm not sure it comes as much out of a concern or a fear about what's in their food, but more of wanting just a deeper understanding and connection to the land and to people.
Right now, you're listening to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. We're talking about the Organic Growers School in Western North Carolina. Nicole, we were talking about so many things the school provides, and there are various workshops and programs presented each year.
That's right. We have our flagship event every spring, usually in March, the Spring Conference, which is a three-day conference with in-depth workshops and then hour-and-a-half-long workshops all throughout the weekend. And then in the fall, we started the Harvest Conference, and that's in September, and that's geared more towards home growers and gardeners, a lot of canning, preserving on a smaller scale. And then we have an organic gardening series in the spring that's like a series of four classes that are taught by different gardeners and farmers for home growers. We also have the Craft Program, and so this is a part of our farmer programs. It is a farmer-led farmers and apprentice program. It's all throughout the growing season, and every month, farmers and their apprentices can go to a different farm, and there's a theme such as irrigation or cover cropping, and come and you tour the farm, and then you kind of focus in on that one topic. And then we also have Farm Beginnings, our year-long farmer training, which is production and classroom-based. We have a lot of different things going on, but it's really teaching folks about home growing and farming and being taught by people that do that work themselves.
And that leads us into talking specifically about the Farm Beginnings Farmer Training Program, the one that's coming up next. Tell us when it's going to get underway and what it will involve. And of course, I know you're going to be teaching some of those classes.
Our program starts October 15th, and we're right now accepting applications. They're due August 31st. And that's a year-long farmer training, and it has 13 classroom sessions in the winter. And then we have the production training starting in April through our craft program, where you're going on field days once or twice a month. And then we also are doing our field days at the incubator farm at the Southern Appalachian Highlands Conservancy. Included in the training are also all of our conferences and the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project Business of Farming Conference as well. So it's actually a program that includes quite a bit in the training. And really the goal is to really help people understand, number one, why they want to farm, and then if they're going to do this for a livelihood, how can they be successful? But we're not just focusing on production training, but business and whole farm planning and financial management. Because honestly, the biggest barrier to people succeeding with farming is financial and business success. So many of us that get into farming, we come at it from a place of passion and drive. We're not coming into it thinking, I want to be a small business owner. And so a lot of us, even myself included, don't develop those skills when you get started. Because there is so much to learn for production training. There's so much to learn about how to grow at a scale where you can make a living to some extent. So we're really trying to position people to be more successful by giving them not only a business and financial training, but a deeper understanding of why they want to farm and if they want to connect that to their livelihood. Because maybe it would be better just to keep at a home scale or a gardening scale. So I think it's a very unique program because of that, because it helps individuals and couples or business partners really dig deep into why they want to do this and at what scale that is going to work for what they're valuing by getting into farming.
And I'm so glad you explained it that way, because I can't help but to think there could be that instance of where there comes an individual or a couple or family into the class that is thinking that they just want to do it as home farming, and then they find out, well, maybe they're, you know, this is meant to be full-time capacity for me. Let's take it to the next level.
That's right. I mean, I think that's like the biggest and most important thing, is to understand why you're getting into something and at what scale you want to do it. You know, I got into farming because I love working outdoors. My husband and I love being independent, being our own boss. We love the processes of learning about plants and land management and soil. Some people take that, and if you connect it to having to pay your bills from that, that can deaden some of that enthusiasm and drive. And then if they're like, yes, I want to do this, then we really want to give them the tools to make it successful.
Please tell our listeners how they can learn more about the training program and to register.
Go to the organicgrowerschool.org website. We have a farmers tab, and it has farm beginnings listed there. All our application materials are online. You can download the application there and mail it into us or send it to us in the email. And then we also have a lot of scholarships available. Most folks will qualify for that. So we really encourage people not to be surprised or intimidated by the year-long price.
We've been talking with Nicole Delcogliano, Farmers Programs Coordinator for the Organic Growers School, a farmer herself. Thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.